From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran calls new sanctions illegitimate. Iran's foreign ministry called the new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari said Monday that Iran will respond by boosting efforts in its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from the U.S. and other Western powers for two ballistic missile tests late last year. They said violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. enacted new measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. President Obama said they would be rigorously enforced.
Iran's recent missile test, for example, was a violation of its international obligations. And as a result, the United States is imposing sanctions on individuals and companies.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Afghanistan on Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A joint statement issued after the meeting in Kabul of the so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group said the group discussed and made progress on a roadmap toward initiating peace talks with Taliban groups. The four-nation contact group has agreed to hold its next meeting in Islamabad on February 6. Taliban insurgents in Pakistan have claimed responsibility for a roadside bomb attack that killed at least five paramilitary soldiers and wounded several others. Police say Monday's bombing occurred on the outskirts of Quetta, and that's the capital of the volatile Baluchistan province. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials have said they're working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans, although Washington has not confirmed they were abducted. Iraqi police officials said the Americans were taken by gunmen in Baghdad's Dora neighborhood. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident describing it as a brothel that is subject to frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. A Kenyan army unit reportedly decimated in an attack by al-Shabaab militants last Friday had received warning of the assault. Now, that's according to a Somali general. The commander of Somali troops in the Gedo region, General Abbas Ibrahim Guri, tells VOA's Somali service that the unit's commander was given word of a possible attack hours before the first bullet was fired. The Gedo region's deputy director governor has said the attack killed at least 40 Kenyan soldiers stationed at an African Union base, a town in southern Somalia near the border with Kenya. Kenyan soldiers have been in Somalia since 2011, helping the African Union mission known as AMISOM fight al-Shabaab. Boko Haram militants not only have taken the lives of more than 1,000 civilians and soldiers in Cameroon, but the government says the country has lost thousands of cattle, sheep, and goats to the terrorist raiders. This is a blow to farmers in the country's border areas who are struggling. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Kalbasu Daniel, a lawmaker from northern Cameroon, says at times the attackers disguise themselves as cattle ranchers transporting their cows to Nigerian markets. He says the Boko Haram fighters have been increasingly stealing food and cattle from Cameroonian ranchers and farmers.
Ils ont tué avec les bœufs là-bas.
He says just last week, Boko Haram militants killed 15 ranchers and their cattle escaped to the hills near Nigeria. He says no one has been able to go and bring back the cows because of fear, and it is lots of money lost besides the hundreds of ranchers killed. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Boko Haram extended its attacks from Nigeria to Cameroon 3 years ago after Cameroonian troops began assisting the Nigerian military in fighting the extremists. Americans across the country are pausing today to observe the federal holiday marking the birthday of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King became the central figure of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, inspiring millions with his famous I Have a Dream speech. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, the same year a landmark civil rights bill was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.